As yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
And today, nerds out, people from shows you've actually heard of in Ben Lawson from Neighbours is going to sit in for the second hour today as we try and convince him to bring back the Neighbours sing-along at the Logies.
Wacko Jacko, $4,000, 30 seconds, a bargain. What else did you get for free?
John Howard, he's had lunch with a Brisbane porn king. Is this the shot in the arm his popularity needs? I reckon it could be the thing to turn things around for him.
Jenna Bush has written a book. Find out more.
Fake IDs, who's got the best one? Hanging upside down like a bat, is it the secret to long life and increased intelligence? Apparently so.
Who's wearing a bag over their head to court?
Wow, it's a full bench today. It's all coming up on Get This, where in our nation's new climate of racial tension, we'll be asking, have you been accidentally racist? And we'll be launching our new segment, Me No Reiki.
Oh. I do not believe that it will have any impact of consequence upon our relationship with China, nor do I believe deep down will the Chinese.
Phew. And that's Stan from REM. I've personally sung that song live on national television.
Yeah, a great moment too.
When?
On the late show?
Yeah, on the very first episode. I rewrote that song and improved it, I think you'll find.
Which silk shirt did you wear?
Oh, one of my many.
I believe you had suspenders and also a cap on, Michael Stipe style.
YouTube will probably confirm that.
Good
Welcome
old YouTube.
To Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli's here.
Hi, guys.
That other voice is Richard Marsland, pushing buttons as only he can.
Mr. Marsland, hey?
Hey, let's get straight to fruity talk today. Let's open with a bit of
sex.
Do that?
Yeah.
John Howard.
Sex.
Oh, dear.
What's going on with that bloke?
Sexy.
As you know, he's standing in Parliament saying anyone who associates with Brian Burke, anyone who's morally corrupt can leave now, and there's just a chorus of voices behind him going, oh, well, I'll be leaving then.
Yeah.
Just a series of, you know, the sound of chairs being pushed back.
Doors slamming.
You people are shonky over there. Then behind him, I've got some shares, actually. I've been printing things on stationery I shouldn't have. Yeah, I helped him with that.
Jesus,
yeah,
guys.
I might have met Brian Burke once as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of that going on. Mm. Everyone, it seems, in Parliament is up to something.
Well, it's in Canberra, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, of course. You think that's the answer.
There's only so many times you can drive past the porno and fireworks store before stepping in.
Well, listen to this in today's paper. John Howard attended an intimate fundraising lunch with a violent Brisbane pornographer who was then facing charges of torture and grievous bodily harm.
Yeah.
Porn mogul Scott Phillips was among 20 guests who enjoyed a lavish two-hour meal with the Prime Minister at some winery in July 2004.
He's polling the electorate.
Can we not say he's a Brisbane pornographer? Can we say, just for the sake of argument, a Gold Coast pornographer?
Let's do it.
Okay, it sounds a bit more sleazy.
Let's do it. No, it gives him credibility. So porn in Brisbane?
I'm the Gold Coast, brother. This is kind of, you know, people are saying John Howard's looking a bit old, basically, because the Labor Party is sort of pushing to the front of the queue a bloke who looks just like him, but 20 years younger.
Yeah, they've got a spring chicken. Real spring chicken in that Kevin Rudd fellow. with his Kepa pants and his baseball caps and his rap music?
No, basically, it's like John Howard is Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter.
Good.
And Kevin Rudd is like the younger Hannibal.
That's a good
from
idea.
From the earlier film.
And I'm sure they like that comparison.
I'm just thinking, don't shy away from this one, John.
No, John.
Show up at the press conferences with the arseless chaps on, with the gimp gear. Embrace it. People will love that. I mean, look what's going on in Israel. Have you seen this bloke here? The Israeli ambassador to, I think, San Salvador, who...
That's a big job.
It certainly is. His name... I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce his name.
Have a go.
Surreal Raphael. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Surreal?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Surreal's wedding? Yeah. It was... this is a bloke who's accomplished... I'll just read from the pages of The Age because they've worded it perfectly. He's accomplished at putting a gloss on delicate subjects, be it Tel Aviv's nuclear program, the treatment of Palestinians, or the invasion of Lebanon. Mm. But when police found him in the yard of his embassy's residence in El Salvador's capital, San Salvador, smooth talk was not really an option. For starters, there was the gag and rubber ball in his mouth. There was also the matter of Surreal being drunk and naked and bound in straps and surrounded by sex toys.
Yeah. It's a surreal life.
Talk your way out of that with the gag in and the ball.
Mumble your way out of that.
There's a good explanation. I can't explain.
You know, if Howard, now that he's hanging out with the porn king.
I see what you're saying.
If he would show up at a press conference, bound, gagged, ball in the mouth, leather gear,
dildos akimbo,
drunk, and dildos array across the front of the stage, that bloke is getting my vote.
Oh, you really? That's all it's going to take?
As you know, I abstain from getting involved. They're all twats, in my opinion.
But
if Howard will show up in the surreal Israel gear, bang, I will vote for him. It'd help if he could jump off a jetty in Birdman Rally.
You're a man of principle, Tony, and I like that about you. That's all it took for you to get involved in politics? Dildos, rubber balls, getting smashed?
Teabagging? Oh, wow. Go for the populist vote.
Yep.
Other sex news. Mm. Uncle's orgy shame in Warsaw.
Ah, yes.
A pensioner is suing the organisers of a world record sex session after they reneged on a promise to pixelate his face in the video they made of the orgy.
No.
Now, if you're taking part in a world record attempt orgy...
Yes.
Probably going to be some footage, I would imagine.
Yeah,
that's... probably going to be some film of it. They'll be needing that in the book of records. You can't just say you did it.
No, I've been saying it for months. They won't believe me. Well, see, the problem there... So how did he get caught? Because his nephew got hold of the DVD. That's how he got caught. So his nephew's watching it and he's trying to get... He's screaming, come on, everyone, come and look at Granddad in the porno. I mean, there's therapy right there for the kid. You know, so he's got a few years. And then he's tried to... apparently the granddad's like, no. You guys got it all wrong. Yeah. I thought that was the pension cue. I thought it was a soft sandals cue. I had no idea what a fluffer was. I thought she was checking my Centrelink form, you know? I thought she was making sure my Medicare was in order. Friendly.
Very strange when people get shy all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you see like a porno actress with tan lines, you think, well, you're having sex on screen, but you can't take your top off in your own backyard to get an all-over body tan. What's the logic there?
And what did she say back to you?
Yeah.
You floated that one.
Keep away from me.
Yeah, she wasn't happy.
You've had your photograph, now move on. I heard that at Sexpo, Australia's greatest event, it's $40 to have your photograph taken with a porn star, $100 to have his photograph taken with a porn star nude.
Oh, okay.
What a lovely thing for the mantelpiece.
$200 if you want John Howard at the show. He'll be there. I'm turning around on Howard. He's hanging with a brizzy porn king. That's made him instantly more interesting and appealing.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Look at the number of fingers.
Mm.
Nicky Hamilton is holding up two hands and a third hand has appeared, Naked Gun style from somewhere.
He's evolved.
To tell us just how late we're running. Let's...
one of Surreal's rubber hands.
Let's hose out the studio. The sex segment is over. We'll be back onto Serious Matters in a moment. I'll get there. Rip it up, say Jet here. Get this around the nation on Triple M, I think you'll find, where it's time for sports.
What do you got for us today, Capman?
Oh, straight out of the pool with the news for you. Guess what, everybody? Liesl Jones. She never thought she'd hear her own name mentioned in the same as Tiger Woods and Maria Sharapova.
Not touching that one!
I do not want to get a barge pole near it. Oh,
no room for struck match or a playing card.
Look out.
Is this making us more popular? Talking about sports?
Through the roof. The tight panted... white shoot spiky haired brigade round here is digging it.
You really got it in for them.
I'm sorry.
We have made ourselves so unpopular.
White shoes, spiky hair.
With the people who have fine storms and they're usually in the discovery tank though. They wouldn't know what we're saying about them on here. Speaking of sports, a lot of people are interested in the Galen celebrity boxing match.
Are they though?
Which we're not going to make you do it.
Really? Thanks, Tone. And how exactly were you going to make me do it?
We sprung it on here yesterday.
That would have been interesting.
And you go, big guy. Oh, not used to fighting. Doesn't want to do it.
Or more just, is that what my life's become?
Yeah.
Car park, boxing
game. Come on, it's the three wussiest blokes on radio in this room. That's what it is. Oh, you're turning around now.
Hang on.
Oh, you want to take him down?
No, are we the three wussiest blokes on radio?
It's three wussiest on this station.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, Dave Meyer is saying you should take up the fight in the celebrity boxing match against
Galen. And why is
Galen.
That, Dave?
He wants you to come out sporting a cape to the theme song from the Transformers movie, You Got the Touch.
Yeah. Okay, now Dave might be onto something.
Mm, while Galen enters from a UFO with the theme song from Mr. Ed playing. As Dave says, now you got yourself a match.
Dave, that's good, Dave. Yeah,
so you're going to get down to that
straight
car park.
Straight to the Firestorm for you, sir.
Set up the witch's hats at the car park. Let some classy boxing begin.
All right, Dave. If Dave can be my manager. Mm-hmm. Pair of white shoes, tight mm-hmm. pants. You, how did you describe them off air? We saw some tight pants wander past, and you described the look as
Michael Hutchins circa 92. That seems to be the look at the moment. Okay, let's move on to crime, shall we?
Yeah.
You want to do that now? I've got to be careful here because this is one of them cases that's still in court.
What does that mean?
It means that you've got to put the word allegedly in from time to time.
So you could get sued for this?
Possibly. I don't want to talk about the case itself. Just one little detail. It's going on in Brisbane.
Okay.
The Brisbane teacher accused of building bombs in his bedroom. Okay, we don't want to get involved in that.
That's not our territory.
Who knows if that's true or not? Just one detail caught my attention in yesterday's Australian.
Yeah.
He allegedly, allegedly used a phony license bearing a photograph of Michael Chiklis, star of the US television show The Shield, to buy explosives.
Wow.
Now, the man concerned is conducting his own defence, and he challenges the police claim that he'd used a photo of the well-built, shaven-headed actor to buy explosives. Now, think about that. Either he did, that's pretty funny, or he didn't, and the police have made that up. I mean, what an odd meeting that would have been at the police station. I don't know, can we get this guy who say showed up as the Thing.
Okay. Yeah, good. No,
that was Michael Chiklis. He was the Thing in the Fantastic Four. Yeah. Yes. He was the Commish. Yes.
He was the Commish.
He was John Belushi in that awful movie of Wired.
Right.
And now he's Detective Mackey in The Shield. So he's fairly well known.
So you're talking some sort of blue sky session. Lawrence Tierney? No, let's go Michael Chiklis. Let's go a couple of degrees away. The guy who was in Seinfeld giving Kramer a hard time. That guy.
That guy.
Yeah, the Commish.
He's good. I didn't know who that Luke bloke was, so I kept quiet.
Hello, Lawrence Tierney.
That's who I meant.
You know, from Reservoir Dogs, the old guy. It's out of my way or the highway.
No, he's good. All right.
That's a great
I'll laugh now and retrospect. I'll put it in for when we go to
this. Okay, let's say it's true. Let's just, for the purposes of speculation, say it's true. What sort of plan is that? You're showing up with a fairly well-known actor on your driver's license. Hey, have those explosives come in for the Thing yet? The Thing's here. He wants his bombs. I put them aside for the Commish. I tell you, the Commish was here before. Okay, so let's say it's not true.
Yeah.
We're down at the police station.
Okay.
What's the plan?
We're going to get this guy.
Yeah. We'll say shut up with a license.
Good idea.
Who was on it?
Brad
Pitt?
Danny Minogue.
Yeah, too
no,
well.
No, dead girl. No, I can't believe it.
The Commish. What about the Commish? That's believable?
That's very believable. That's so believable. I kind of hope the police did, you know? I kind of hope that was their go.
Anyway, we're not to say what the actual story's about.
Of course not.
We can't say anything else.
In Los Angeles, an Iraqi national wearing wires and concealing a magnet inside his rectum triggered a security scare at LAX. Officials said that he posed no apparent threat. So that means that he's at home going, going to get a plane today. Yeah, off to Philly just to visit some friends. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Wires, good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Strap them to myself. Mm. Oh, this magnet. Jeez, my bag's full.
Just pop it up there.
Quite a big magnet. Probably going to need it in Philly. Quite a few things I want a magnet there.
Well, the giveaway was when he had drawings that his kids had done hanging out of his anus. Magnet.
Okay, just pizza menu stuck to the back of his pants.
Yes, that's right.
Well, how big was this magnet? Are we talking fridge magnet or are we talking the giant cartoon U-shaped deal?
I like to think U-shaped deal, that it was kind of down like in his legs and sniffer dogs were just getting slammed into him by their collars. Left, right and center.
Ching, 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 ching,
ching, ching, ching. When he went through the metal detector, he just dragged it with him. Excuse me, sir. What? What?
What sort of plan is that? That's as idiotic as showing up at an explosive factory with a picture of you as the Thing and saying, hand over some dynamite. I've got a magnet up my ass.
No apparent threat.
So what was he maybe whopped the magnet up there, and then the idea was that would he wanted to take a pocket knife, and so that would
stick to it,
help secure it. I don't know, what was the, did they say what use he had?
There was no plan
at all.
That might have just been his thing. He was on his way to visit old Suri down in El Salvador. Down in El Salvador.
How are we going for Criminal of the Year? We've got the jockey with the dildo in the pants, giving the fake example.
No.
We've got the footballer sculling the bottle of suntan lotion off somebody's back porch.
Yeah. That man is impossible to beat.
Yeah.
How on earth is a man... Oh, the box of sand.
The guy's passing off boxes of sand as a computer. This is going to be a glamorous ceremony at the end of the year. The guy with the commish on his ID. What a pantheon of criminals. And more to come next up.
And just dragging all of the awards away as he wanders off the podium is the guy with a magnet up his ass.
Now we're getting somewhere crowded house here. Get this on Triple M. Are we continuing with a bit more Crime Watch? What is going on out there on the mean streets, Mr. Marslin?
This is in the US. A guy who's been accused of drink driving, crashing his truck into a lamppost, told police a unicorn had been at the wheel when it careered off the road.
Now, what AFL team does he play for? Oh, so this is in America.
I think it might be NRL.
A unicorn?
Yeah, he's in the US.
All right.
He crashed in...
Not something believable, like a horse?
No, a unicorn. That's the thing. It's so specific.
He's gone,
which unicorn?
If I say horse... They'll track the horse down. They'll find that there was no horse.
Yeah.
But if I say unicorn...
Best of luck finding that guy.
The crash was actually witnessed by two police officers. The guy still insisted a unicorn was driving when he slammed into the street lighting shortly after running a red light.
He said a unicorn was driving?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
He said a unicorn was driving the car, not him.
Oh!
And the offender...
Sorry, I thought he'd just seen a unicorn.
No.
See, that would be believable. But now the unicorn's driving. That's just absurd. Driving.
He's high on the sunscreen lotion.
He's wacky on sauce.
Yeah. The man did post bail, as the judge said he was no flight risk, even though his Pegasus was tied up out the front of the courtroom. But
are they interviewing
story.
The griffin that was sitting in the back seat?
Very tricky driving if you're a unicorn. Firstly, the hooves. And then the giant pointy thing.
Giant horn.
Banging into the windscreen all the time.
Ridiculous.
You need a car with more horn room than any other car in its class.
I mean, what if the airbag goes off, it's going to be punctured by the horn and it's not going to help the unicorn.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. You wouldn't bother installing an airbag in a car driven by a unicorn.
Insanity.
What are you thinking, man? You know, we talk about crime, and when we talk about crime, of course, we talk about crime in New Zealand.
The mean streets.
Courtesy of Police 107, seen on Foxtel on the Crime Investigation Network. Listen to this. John O'Meehan wants the...
Fake name.
No, I'm afraid not. He wants the sketch where Richard Marsden was drunk in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Up on the website. Hey, it's in the new podcast.
Right.
We will replay that probably next week on the show, but it's in the latest podcast, which is Chockers.
Who we got?
There's a bit of Geraldine Hickey.
Right.
There's a bit of Peter Grace with his YouTube goal.
Right.
And lots of Police 107 and Richard Marsden drunk.
It's a catch-up for geeks.
I don't think... A lot of people seem to be writing in to say that it's not on at the moment. Would that be right, Richard? Have you seen any new...
I haven't seen any Police 107. Certainly the cops marathons continue.
Here we go. Laura says, I can't find it on CI anymore.
Laura.
Surely the most brilliant program in the history of the Crime Channel. Where's it gone? I guess we could play a bit more of, not of you, Drunk Richard, but Richard the Drunk. People just love hearing him.
Well, I've been on the piss. It's got f***ed up as a mother f***. I mean, that'd be giving me shit. I mean, I'm 21 years old even. If you know what I'm saying.
No, that is sick.
Bastard.
Get out.
Out of the car.
Yeah, we've got one big mess to clean up in there.
I love the way how they managed to basically stretch a bloke throwing up in the back seat of a cop car out to a whole episode of Police 107.
Oh, it's a new series. That's why they've stopped, because they found a guy that was urinating in public and they got a series out of it.
Like, it's a whole drama.
Yeah.
First they're hosing out the cop car, then the neighbours are
just giving him some.
Paying out on the cops for hosing too loudly. That is on the latest Get This podcast. Yep. The Owlcast is up there. We've had a lot of requests for a Boyle cast. I think that'll be going up hopefully tomorrow. Danny Boyle was on the show the other day.
Very nice.
And a lot of requests for the Dirty Man Whore ringtone. Come on, guys. Where is it?
Who says that?
John says the wait is killing him.
Killing him?
This is how he wants his phone to ring.
Don't go near him. He's not worth it. He is a dirty man whore.
So
stay away from him.
We'll try and get that up today.
Do what we can.
What about accidental racism? It's a touchy subject. Mm. We're going to tackle it today.
Mm.
We're going to do it next.
Get this.
You don't get that on a Betamax, do you?
Brought to you by James Henderson, who listens to the podcast in Ireland and is pleased the show features no Irish stereotypes. To be sure.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. And we're just talking before the break about how, you know, the New Zealand version of Cops isn't on Foxtel at the moment. So we're suffering from a drought of New Zealand crime stories.
Drunken youths.
Listen to this. Mike has called up. Has a story from Te Awamutu in New Zealand. Hello to Te Awamutu residents.
Yep.
Listen to this. A girl got pulled over by the cops. Mm-hmm. And you know that thing where you go, oh, I'm pissed. Switch places. Passenger's not pissed.
Quickly.
She's the police saw her swap places with the passenger, her dog.
Ah.
That's a good one. The dog was driving. Wasn't me.
Oh.
I breathalyze it.
Yeah.
I don't trust that dog.
See, I travel with a unicorn. Yeah. It would have been just as embarrassing.
Much more believable.
Amazing. That's
great.
So
is there any animal, like a monkey, would they almost go okay to a monkey?
Yeah.
Like if a monkey had been trained to drive, is that okay?
Well, the monkey that used to be here is out in the Black Thunders.
Not allowed.
Not allowed to mention the monkey.
He never existed.
It never happened.
He never existed.
What did you say? It was the outbreak monkey.
The outbreak monkey. He died a horrible death.
Hey, let's have some music. I've got some music today. Here's a treat.
Wow.
Just take the foot off the pedal, guys.
Sweet. I'll put down my kazoo.
Do you know the song Have a Nice Day?
No?
By
Who does that?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, never heard of him.
We play it occasionally on the show. Mm. When we play it normally, we play the edited version.
Oh, okay.
I have the unedited version of that song. Have a listen to this. Why you wanna tell me how to live my life? Who are you to tell me if it's black or white? Mama, can you hear me try to understand?
That's what we decided, isn't it? When the world gets in my face, I say,
Have a nice day.
Okay, all right, we'll do it your way. Pick it up when the world gets in my face. I say, have a nice day. Lolly stay, 1.5 meters from the 7-Eleven. He's like next to the cash register. Okay, all right, we'll do it your way. Here we go. Have a nice day. Great. That sounded great to me. What? Okay, it's got to be a take, guys.
What, where's he going? This is the whole last chorus.
Don't worry, don't worry.
Have to do the chorus.
I'll get him back. Watch this. Here we go.
Oh, shit, there's more. All right, I got it. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. When the world keeps trying to drag me down, gotta raise my hand, gonna stay my ground. I say, hey, have a nice day. Have a nice, what was it?
Day.
Right, day.
Oh. There it is.
What a great version.
The unedited version of Have a Nice Day, Bon Jovi, and let's get up there. We're about to talk back. Mountain, that's the one. Racism. Oh, there's a fair bit of it about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a fan of racism. There
really?
Is only one place for racism in this country. We all know where it is, the board of the ABC.
Oh, I thought I was going to say breakfast programs.
No.
Oh, sorry.
What have you been hearing on the
nothing,
breakfast programs?
Nothing.
Not on this station.
No, not on our fine station.
Oh, okay.
Not on our fine station.
That other one that does Mino Reiki.
Well, perhaps.
Okay. It's easy to be racist by mistake.
Mm.
I think we've all done this. Have a listen to this from around the world. In Bangladesh, the thumbs up gesture is considered offensive.
Oh.
Offensive. What are you going to play there?
Something like this.
That means you've been accidentally racist,
that's
does
right.
it?
That's the best we could find.
Me Reiki. So there you go. Film critics, the most offensive people in Bangladesh. Two thumbs up, not a good thing.
What about pilots? They're always giving it some of that.
They certainly are. In Indonesia and Malaysia, pointing is considered impolite. Oh, those wiggles. Oh. They'd be banned from there. Those rude wiggles.
Yeah, wiggles.
Especially when pointing at people. Instead, a closed fist held sideways, thumb at the top. Oh, careful. Don't go to Bangladesh like that.
Dear, it's a minefield.
A closed fist held sideways, thumb at the top, with the thumb pointing in the direction you're trying to point at, is used.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're in Indonesia or Malaysia, don't go pointing stuff.
Stop pointing, all right?
Rude. In Japan, business cards should be given and accepted with both hands.
Yep.
It is expected the cards will immediately be inspected and admired, then placed on the table in front of the receiver for the duration of the meeting.
I think that was in Sean Connery Wesley Snipes' film, Rising Sun.
I believe
that's
such a bad film.
Hey.
It is. That's Philip Kaufman, your art house director.
Yeah.
Fine if he's doing, you know, Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Very fine.
That film ends with a fight that would have looked pissy on the Batman TV series. I swear to you, Rising Sun.
Yeah.
No idea what he's doing.
All right, all right.
Okay, we're back on film.
Yeah, we are.
I've been accidentally offensive somehow. Okay, so that's interesting, isn't it?
Very
pointing
interesting.
At people. Hey. Thumbs up at people.
Thumbs up at people.
Accepting the business card with one hand, and then, worst thing you can do,
make a little aeroplane out of it?
That's what.
Fling it back at them?
No, that's actually a tribute in some countries.
Oh, right.
Sticking it in the back pocket.
Oh, no.
And then you're sitting on it
with
your ass.
And if you've got chaps on.
Oh,
arseless chaps.
So rude.
So rude.
Have you been accidentally racist, Ed Cavalier?
Yes. The other day, a friend of mine brought a friend of theirs around who was from Wales, and they were a bit drunk, and they started talking to me, and I said, I can't understand a word you say. It's because they were drunk.
Yeah.
Because they were from Wales. Anyway, I slunk away into the night.
I, years ago, probably about 20 years ago, I was trying to find a flat in Melbourne in the suburb of Balaclava.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a fairly Jewish part of Melbourne, I think you'll find.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A friend of mine, also Jewish, he says, I've got a great flat for you. Come and have a look. Gone to have a look at the flat. It's next to a school.
Okay.
And I've gone, oh, it's next to a school, you know. I need silence to write my fart jokes. There'll be children.
And there'll be so much laughter tone. Too many little kids having fun.
Noisy.
That's not the...
Eggs will be thrown. I've gone, I can't live here. It's next to a school. And he's gone, oh,
you don't want to live next to a Jewish school. Is that it?
Hang on, I didn't say Jewish. How did the word Jewish get into that sentence?
Yeah, you implied it.
Suddenly I was Oberleutnant Martin taking him to the death camps because I didn't want to live next to a primary school.
Yeah, I think he's right. Marsland?
I know someone who recently became an Australian citizen, as a matter of fact, someone from India.
Okay.
But I'd gotten her confused with someone else.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And but more of a friend of a friend. And so, anyway, so when I rolled up to this barbecue, I said, and I hear congratulations are in order. And she said, what for? And I said, on your citizenship, you know, welcome aboard. Yes. She said, no, I've been a citizen here for 15 years.
Yeah. Hello. It's belated. It's belated congratulations. That's all right. Maybe you just heard about it.
There's a lot of, you know, when you're from New Zealand, there's all sorts of racism because, of course, we are the forgotten wogs, the New Zealanders. And Alan Bro told a fantastic story on our show the other day. Can we just hear that again?
The best.
Once I was doing a gig and a guy stood up. He was with all his mates and he'd clearly been emboldened by being part of a herd. And he said, you're from New Zealand, aren't you? Because I was in the middle of doing a bit about how I was from New Zealand. So I thought, well, at least you're listening. That's something.
He's the sharpest of the bunch.
Oh, he was the sharpest. And then he got up and he made some mention of what New Zealanders like to... what sort of love they like to share with their livestock. And they got up on stage and demonstrated for probably a good 5 minutes various techniques that one might use for, let's say, pleasing sheep. And everyone went completely silent. I'm just standing off to the side of the stage just going, this is extraordinary stuff. And it was like a Kama Sutra for man and sheep. And his mates are just looking at him. And I've never seen people more horrified in my life because clearly he was letting trade secrets out.
Wow.
And then he just stopped and looked at me as if, there you go, mate.
That's what your life is like, buddy.
Yeah. That's showing you, hasn't it?
I'm on to you.
On the sheep bus.
Well, that's an example of deliberate racism. We're looking for accidental racism.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A minefield, perhaps?
It certainly is. Possibly there will
be... Good luck, Cecilia.
Nothing we can put to air. Call us now with your inadvertent racism. 133353. I'm a believer, Smash Mouth. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. So many of our listeners have been accidentally racist. Let's meet them. Who's going first? Edward Cavalier.
I can't see my screen. Hello, who's there?
John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What happened?
I used to be a volunteer tour guide at a tourist attraction, and we were told that if you blew your nose with a hanky in front of a Chinese person, that was offensive to them.
Oh, but this was here in Australia?
Yeah.
Right.
But we had like a whole list of things that you shouldn't do in front of foreign visitors, and this was one of them. The weirdest one that we ever came across was blowing your nose.
Yes, well, here we go. I think in Japan it's a faux pas to blow your nose as well.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, okay. Could have been Japan instead of China. Right?
There you go.
And did you feel the need to blow your nose at any point?
No. Fortunately, I didn't have a cold.
Oh, well, there you go. Well avoided, sir. Okay.
Congrats. How's that? There's so many things that can get you into trouble.
No, it's millions.
Imagine if you were blowing your nose and then pointing at it at the same time and sitting on a business card and giving the thumbs up.
Minefield.
She'd be burned at the stake.
Hi, Russell. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourself?
I'm nervous. What happened?
Mate, we had an Aboriginal guy that was working for us, and he walked up to me one day and told me that he had to go home because he was feeling sick.
Yes.
And I just turned around and said to him that he didn't look of colour to me.
Oh, okay. Did the guy then blow his nose to prove it? And all the Japanese people stormed out. Okay.
Thank you, Russell.
Well, that's accidentally racist.
Yeah, that's
not
accidental.
Intentional.
No, that's absolutely all right. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
I'm really good. What happened?
We're up in Cairns. We've done a hard day's work, and we walked into the railway hotel. And, at the time, the US boats were in up there, you know.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Anyway, I've gone into the bar, didn't pay attention who was in there or nothing, just sort of talking to your mate. And I walked up to the bar, and there's a couple of blokes in the way, and I said, excuse me, digger. Anyway, I ordered me beer, and then I seen this big, massive black hand come across the front. And this guy spanned me round. There's about 8 US Marines, all African-American. This guy, I'm 6'2", and this guy looked down at me and he goes, "Why did you call me, boy?"
Oh, dear.
But it was cleared up. It was cleared up, though, wasn't it? Everyone was friends.
Oh, sure, you know, I started backpedaling like I was. Yes. But And, yeah, I just sort of explained to him, and, yeah, it all worked out all right.
That's good. Just a bit of harmless digger baiting. That's all we were doing. Can I ask, sir, are you calling us from the afterlife? What is it going on your phone?
Actually, I'm still in the hull of their boat.
Oh, really? Thank you, Ralph.
Be careful.
Can we go to Mick? Oh, can we go to Mick Rich?
Yeah, I love the way you're censoring these on the run.
No, I just liked it. Hi, Mick, how are you?
Mick, are you there?
I am.
What happened, dude?
One of my wife's mates brought a boyfriend sort of who was going to be a fiancé back from the States.
Yes.
They're around visiting. I've just gotten home from work. I'm a truck driver, so my wardrobe consists of footy shorts and blue singlets.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's all right.
Get out of the shower, chuck some clothes on, obviously footy shorts and blue singlets. Come out, and get introduced to this bloke. Goes, oh, I see you've got wife beaters here too. Oh. That's what they call the blue singlets over there in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, needless to say, we had a small conversation about it.
Okay.
Come into my house and call me a wife beater.
So that's someone accidentally racist against that bloke.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, so it's a two-way street.
Yeah, right.
I've got another one as well.
Okay, this could be.
Yeah,
keep it clean and tasteful.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Do security. I had a gentleman stagger up to the door of my venue one night, and I mean, he was staggering.
Yes.
I've proceeded to, in not so many words, say, you got no chance, come on, keep walking. And he sort of tried to argue the point with me for a couple of minutes, and I'm all, mate, look, just go away. You're obviously off your guts, you know, stop wasting my time and energy.
Yeah.
So he sort of got a bit upset looking it off. He went. His sisters then come from inside the venue and tapped me on the shoulder and said, why didn't you let my brother in? I said, because he was obviously off his guts.
Yeah.
Said, no, he was hit by a car when he was four. He always walked like that.
Oh, okay. That's not racist, but it's still offensive.
Mick, you're a...
Sounds like your life is just one long episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What happened?
Used to live in America, and my husband was interviewing an African-American woman.
Yes.
And he was just mentioning that the next guy who was going to come in to interview her was Indian. Mm. And she went deathly quiet and said in a very strained voice, I think they prefer to be called Native American.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, no, he's from India. He really is Indian. And
she, she didn't like that.
And was he from India, from the country of India?
Yes, he was from the country of India.
Of course. Wow.
There you go.
That's going to go down to still Native Americans. I love how, did you like how when, Michael Richards was trying to talk his way out of trouble on the Letterman show, he's thrown in Afro-Americans.
Yes. This will clear the air. That's everyone.
Is that everyone?
Thank you, everyone.
I can see more callers on the screen there, Ed, but I wouldn't want to read out what they're saying.
Tone.
We're going to clean up this show.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of trouble. I'm not sure that we are in trouble.
No, we're not in trouble.
But in the next hour, hey, someone from a show you've heard of.
Unbelievable.
Ben Lawson from Neighbours is joining us.
Get this.
Absolutely pissed off. Absolutely. Not only that it happened, but the way it's handled.
Brought to you by Knowlesy, whose interests are Muay Thai kickboxing, The Notebook, Laguna Beach and Tai Bo. At the risk of sounding accidentally racist, I have no idea what any of that means. Except The Notebook. I blub like a baby in that one.
Here they are again now.
Triple M.
Do what I want because I can. If I don't because I wanna.
Afternoon, everybody.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
Let's get this on Triple M. It's the second hour, and Ben Lawson is here. Give him a round.
Thank you very much.
Let's just get this out of the way up front. You're Josh Lawson's brother.
Yeah.
Often comes on this show.
I know.
Your chance to tip a bucket on him.
Oh, yes.
Come on, what hasn't he been telling us?
Well, he never tells me when he's on the show.
So there you go.
What he's been saying.
Trouble in paradise.
He's always bagging you out. That's pretty much the whole.
Unbelievable.
Anything to raise my profile.
Hey, it's good to have someone from Neighbours here because we are often accused of talking about, you know,
neglecting the little people.
We love the midgets, but the thing is, it's a show that everyone's heard of. Yesterday was a whole hour of space talk. I think a lot of people thought we were just making the show up.
I can't believe you followed those guys with me, frankly.
Well, they insisted on it.
I don't think it's fair.
We've got some hard-hitting neighbours questions. Mm-hmm. Ross Noble comes on the show occasionally. Mm-hmm. He claims that the greatest musical number he has ever seen, including film, theatre...
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Street theatre.
...was with the cast of Neighbours on the Logan's.
20th anniversary. Yeah.
Were you in that?
No.
That's before your time?
It was before my time, and it wasn't the full cast. There were a couple of refractory cast members who refused to take
part. Oh, well, we're going to try and bring that tradition back to the Logies this year. It's just one of the things we're going to crank up in this hour of Get This. Angel of Harlem, yes, we get the point, you two. It's Get This, it's the second hour, and some more of that juicy fake applause for Ben Lawson.
What's up? Mushy, mushy.
Neighbours, you've seen him on Neighbours.
Who do you play, bro? Fraser. Fraser, or as my English flatmate calls it, the one with the floppy hair.
Oh, dude.
Hey, that's nice.
Can I tell you, I was in a bar in the Cross, and
most stories, on this show begin that way. Yes, you can.
So you're in a bar in the Cross.
This is, I was at the bar, and this girl was next to me. I could see her looking at me askance. Yep. Mm-hmm. And finally, she took a step and said, "Your hair looks better in real life." Knocked off. Oh, thank you.
Wow. Thanks very much.
Nice.
You guys are still together?
What about controversies on Neighbours? There was something going on possibly in the Melbourne papers, but I'm assuming all over the country, swearing on Neighbours. What was that about?
I was overseas when it aired, but it was... I was in a scene and said, "Paul freaking Robinson."
That's what you said. Freaking.
That's it. To my mind, yep. And people, the country exploded because it sounded like and my mum was onto it, writing me emails demanding answers. And I've played it back. Hinch, he got a run on Darren Hinch's show.
You've been on Hinch's show.
Yep. And he said, "I've just been listening to. I listened to it 13 times just now."
Yeah,
really. Quote. And he definitely said the F bomb.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you should just play back some of his own shows. I played it back 13 times and I definitely said Graham Kennedy had AIDS.
Yeah.
How can somebody covered in shit be pointing the finger at anybody else?
Yeah. What an awful image. What an awful image that is.
You know, just covered in filth and just ooze and awful. Going, "Look at that dirty bloke over there."
That's right.
There you go. He did say that Graham Kennedy died of AIDS.
Yeah, no, he did.
Word
up.
He actually didn't.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a high horse.
There you go.
That's a well-positioned high horse, that one. So fricking is acceptable.
Not really. But then in the Green Guide, someone wrote in and said, "This is unacceptable." And then someone wrote in saying, no, you're wrong. He said frigging.
Yeah.
And then someone else wrote in the next week saying, "Well, if you had half a brain in your head, you'd know that frigging probably is worse than
Than the F-bomb.
Like frigging in the rigging kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you dropped was a small F-bomb. It's a lowercase F-bomb.
I'm not sure I dropped any bombs.
But okay.
It would have to get
You're
past
a filth monger, Lawson. I'll say that now. You showed up on Neighbours with your floppy hair, determined to just F-bomb your way out of there.
If I could get a word like that past the producers, directors, editors, network, I'd be pretty good, I reckon.
See, what's happened is they've gone, look, people coming back from the dead, people marrying each other after they've known each other for 2 weeks, believable. Someone saying frigging, crazy. Crazy.
People don't talk like that in real life.
Yeah.
Well, I like it when Shane Warne was on Neighbours.
Oh, Warney.
And he was accompanied by the Wide World of Sport theme song.
Was it?
Whenever he entered the room.
That's right.
Who was playing that? Like in the story.
Someone's over.
Someone in the corner.
Toadfish on a keyboard.
Hey, now, those letters to the Green Guy, you know, often what you hear is that it's the producers of the show writing in themselves.
TV Week, I'm convinced.
You know, generate their own sort of hype.
Yeah.
We love spotting letters to the TV Week to newspapers that sound like they've been written by someone from the show. Listen to this in today's Green Guide in Melbourne.
Go.
This is concerning the catch-up.
If you haven't seen the catch-up, watch The View.
Yep, and then put some tracing paper over it.
Bang.
Yep.
This is from Harry Greenberg of East St Kilda in Melbourne, and he's just seen an article the previous week about Libby Gore from The Catch-Up, and he says, "Congratulations. From the demurely attractive photo of Libby Gore to the last word of this excellently presented article, I found Libby's contribution extremely moving. She has certainly learned much since her Elle McFeast days, and I do hope the catch-up can entertain, communicate, and further advance the cause of feminism."
further advance.
Does that sound like something someone would write to a letter?
From Gibby Law.
Yeah.
Paper?
Wow.
Is
no,
that,
that's
it. Are you picturing a Channel 9 publicist with maybe Libby Gore leaning over the shoulder going, say feminism, put feminism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Furthering the course, furthering the course.
Maybe that's what we've got to do on this show.
Oh, to get some press.
Start writing letters.
That Richard Marsland, yes. How does he learn such witty jakes and panelling all at the same time? Quick with a jake, quick with a sound effect, my stars.
That Tony Martin advancing the cause of feminism every day. I've got to get into a bit of that action.
Great idea.
My favourite Neighbours controversy is a musical one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that next on Get This. Thanks, Wolfmother. Joker of the Thief here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Ben Lawson is with us from Neighbours.
Sure. Fraser.
How's just looking through that green guide again?
How's it going?
You guys are both actors.
Wow. Have been. Oh, by the way, return season of Gus. If you're in Queensland, get ready. The helmet is back. Another 4 weeks of the ad is on.
So this is not a new episode of the KFC ad.
No.
Right. Still kicking goals.
It ain't broke. Don't make a new one.
Exactly right. You did one straight after I did, though, didn't you?
I believe it.
Which one was yours?
Well, I auditioned for, Ed's commercial.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But they went with helmet as opposed to floppy hair. You know what I'm saying? But
I could have fashioned a helmet out of
It's too floppy. Now, so what was yours? Yours was about a wrap of some sort?
That's right. A toasted twister. And I walked in the backyard with my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And the other flatmate had a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Just, what are you doing, toasting my twister? And I go,
Yeah, Tony, Gary Newman style, Ben had to recoil from a toasted wrap.
Yeah, that's right. And if you get, we're doing it in the studio, you can't see. If you put your hands up in front of your face, that's what I did. And people would come up and go, because they didn't have any words, and go, "Hey, you're that guy from the." And do the,
oh,
do the
really?
Thing.
Yeah, so that's your catch.
That's my thing.
Your
that's
catch move.
So I can't do that one again.
That's his
anyway.
Move. How many takes?
Too many.
But listen to this. Auditions in Melbourne for a new Disney Channel series has been shot in Australia. It's a high school comedy called As the Bell Rings. Is that a good idea in the wake of As the Whistle Blows on Extras?
When the Whistle Blows, yeah.
I would love
it's got to win. So
I would love to be in that.
As the
what
bell
kind
rings.
Of parts have we got?
Well, hopefully there'll be parts like When the Whistle Blows with a bit of you having a laugh, you know, a bit of a catchphrase.
Yeah, well, grouchy principal.
Yeah.
Sexy PE teacher.
Mm.
It's got to be a bit of Saved by the Bell in there somewhere.
Yeah, Screech.
A cross.
Some nerds?
Sure.
Maybe Screech, but the modern Screech as seen in his last video, the Dirty Sanchez word.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell End, I think. Is that the name of it?
Okay.
Look for
Boom.
It by time.
Bang. Hey, what about this on Neighbours? Right. Capril, you know, this is a thing we're doing. Everyone in Australia wearing capes for the month of April.
Yeah.
And we thought, should we do it for charity?
No.
And then we thought, what say it sucks a week in?
Exactly.
And then we're stuck with it for the whole month?
We don't want to drag them into it.
No. So it's just, you know, being seen in public wearing a cape.
Yeah.
Send us in a photo. And there's going to be a prize, isn't there, Dickie?
We're going to
actually
prize.
Have a proper prize.
A huge prize.
Could there be a way in which for a whole episode everyone on Neighbours just wore a cape? Is that possible?
I've got to say it's unlikely, but...
Why?
But Shane Warne showing up with his theme music, perfectly acceptable.
Clive James sure if he demanded a cape, he would have gotten one.
Clive James is the postman, that's okay. But
Dave,
a cape...
The postman.
Dave Grady was living
back are you going?
In Ramsey Street for a couple of... And what have you just done with the... Are we allowed to say the Little Britain guys?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's been in the papers, so I guess.
Oh, right, okay.
And who are they? Are they playing themselves?
Yeah, they play those guys. One's in the wheelchair and the other one's...
Oh,
Andy
and Lou.
Andy and Lou.
Right. So Andy and Lou from a comedy program showing up on Neighbours, completely acceptable.
Yeah.
Capes, ridiculous.
Well, look, Tone, even if I were to go in and rattle some cages and get my own way, we film for months in advance. So unless you're up for a...
It's going to be Cape-tember.
Cape-October, yeah. Cape-tember.
Well, that's fair enough, I guess.
Fair enough. Digitally, we could put them in, though.
You fill your boots, Gavin.
We could add
off you go.
We could add them in later. Toady in a cape.
Sure.
We can watch it in capes.
Look, okay, Neighbours.
I'll meet you halfway. Nice and nice.
Neighbours aren't getting behind it, but who is getting behind Capril?
Naomi Robson.
Our old enemy, Naomi Robson.
I thought we were friends.
Prove it, Richard.
Last week, Naomi Robson was criticised by the judges for being a bit stiff. So this week, she was planning a caped comeback.
Join the challenge.
I am the cape.
The Paso Doble.
I can be the cape.
Okay. Now, this got me into trouble last time I did this.
Normally, I prefer to be the cape, but that's cool.
Yeah.
see Dancing with the Stars getting behind Caperell.
What does that guy mean normally? I prefer to be the Cape.
I don't.
What does he just hang around holding on the back of people's T-shirts, flailing in the breeze? What's going on in that program?
I'm not sure.
All right, we still haven't got to that musical number. This is the longest.
Oh, yeah.
The longest sizzle.
It deserves a good laugh.
Are you musical in any way?
No. I like music, but that's about it.
Come on, you can sing, surely?
No. You can hold a tune. I've heard you do it.
No, I'm really
two,
can't.
Three, four.
I mean, Ed Cavalier claims he's not a singer.
Don't you
time
dare.
Time and time again,
don't
Richard will reach over
let's
to the computer.
Let's go to a song, Rich.
And okay. Produce evidence
why
to the contrary.
Nights in White Satin, at least.
Oh. Your body oh, is a wonderland.
Fear can do that.
Your body is a wonderland.
But that's so produced.
So produced.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, use so my bad. Hands. You're saying that that's been helped.
Yeah,
you see?
Now we're talking.
Never reach to the end.
Everybody.
Something or other.
Something
else.
Yeah, okay.
That one I'm proud
that,
of.
Use that as a platform to get yourself into Neighbours. Go the opposite direction.
Really? We are going to get one of our dumb ideas onto Neighbours at some point in this hour of Get This. Oh, yes, that's New Order, Blue Monday.
Good on them.
Here at Get This on Triple M. Ben Lawson from Neighbours is with us. I don't think we need to say when that's on.
No, it's on all the time. Hey, someone's written into my MySpace tone.
Yes.
And said, the masses are demanding your Australia's Home video entry, a.k.a. the man in the mouse suit, to be posted on YouTube.
Yeah. Sorry, Ben, would you be following
no,
this?
No.
Yeah,
let me ask him the question, Tone. Now, Mr. Lawson, we had a conversation on the phone last night where I asked you, because it was your camera that we shot it on. Yeah. Director was Josh Lawson, starring one...
Would we say director?
I would say director. Travis Cotton, starring Travis Cotton and myself.
Yeah.
And is it here, bro, so that we can have it on YouTube?
Well... No, but it's suburbs away.
The negative has been stored in the National Film Archive.
That's why, because we sent one copy to Funniest Home Videos, no response.
No.
Too afraid of what's going to happen when they show it.
No,
you know, the revolution will start.
Because you talked about it on air and alerted to them.
Listen,
Martin. You told them what you're up to.
You don't know how it works. You're not in
you
there.
You didn't win. I don't think you're in any position to be telling Tony to mind his business.
And he just assumed that there was so few people, you know, listening to Get This, and, you know, it's possibly a good plan.
Yeah.
But as soon as they knew what he was up to, A, they refused to play it, and B, they started throwing in references to it in all their voiceovers.
Yeah.
Really?
Pizza for Mr. Cavalier.
And it was a cat climbing through a thing. I got your number.
A cat in as well.
Yeah, I got your number. Funniest Home Videos.
That's nice though. That's
right?
Good.
And what are people saying? They're saying now we should get the footage and
chuck
put it
on the YouTube.
Yeah.
No dice. It's going back to Funniest Home Videos until they play it
and give us a fridge.
Yeah.
Here's something our listeners are alerting to. Dean is saying there's a show on Foxtel's UK TV tonight. Oh, yes. My wife watches this show. Who Do You Think You Are? Where they take a celebrity and they sort of track down the family tree and who are they related. It gets pretty ugly. It says tonight, David Dickinson, flamboyant bargain hunter. Usually flamboyant orange bargain hunter is the correct description. Explores the circumstances of his adoption and the extraordinary story of his Armenian ancestors travelling to Istanbul in search of bargains. No, in search of surviving relatives. The Turks will be dealing with Dickinson. Cue Midnight Express theme, says Dean. So that's tonight on Foxtel.
Dean.
Is he going to be in the same mode in that show?
So you're telling me that I'm not related to these people? My 25 years of experience count for nothing.
It's going to be a bit of that, actually.
I hope so. I hope he's angry about it.
What are you queuing up to play?
I just had this.
You are dealing with Dickinson.
That's the man. The angriest antiques valuer on television. Going back into his past. But what about the past of Neighbours?
Mm-hmm.
Ross Noble comes on this show occasionally.
So good.
He maintains... the single best thing he's ever seen on television was the Neighbours song at the Logies a few years ago.
Now,
what's he talking about,
Mr. Lawson?
Well, I'm not the person. I mean, I wasn't in it, but I did see it. I think that was the first Logies I watched.
Mm.
And I thought,
got to get on that show.
Yeah. And I thought, if it
so
kills
who abstained? Who abstained? Who ducked out?
I don't want to name names, Kelly.
Name initials.
I can't do that.
I haven't
seen... The cast is only 20 large.
I didn't see that, Logies. What, can you describe the footage?
We've got a little bit of a... So this, what happened was, they've all come out in white suits. Harold's come out first, put on a coat. There's a bit of time-lapse photography. Dr. Carl's come out with a...
Stethoscope,
making sure that the lawnmower's
heart is working,
make sure its respiratory system's all okay. And anyway, then in the middle, as Ross said, there's a song. And then and let's have a listen to this. Neighbor, that's the whole cast. Everybody needs a neighbor. A little understanding.
Next time. No cops and stats, you can take us facts. Births, deaths, unnatural acts. Grides and grooms, red scoop 27. And 15 neighbors are a chillin' in heaven. Good guys and girls in a cul-de-sac. Our faces everywhere on Italian sat. Malta, Belgium, Canary, Mauritius. 57 countries are saying we're delicious, yo.
So they kick off
you
with a bit
so
of...
You are so delicious, yo.
It starts
Why
sort
wouldn't
of
people want to be a part of that?
Bob Fosse style.
Yeah,
and then segues.
Yeah. Gangster rap.
Dog.
Harold style.
Okay, what's, you know, surely that can come back this year.
That's what we're saying.
And because that was the 20 years of Neighbours, and it got, that was the Hall of Fame, you know, they accepted
Yeah.
And these unnamed naughty boys and girls who said, I don't want to be in it. Then afterwards, when they found out that everyone of the cast got inducted in the Hall of Fame, went, well, if we knew that, maybe we would have hummed a few bars, I suppose.
I would have done the handstands up the front with Stingray.
So I could have done something with a lawnmower. It's easy for the Hall of Fame.
I'll get stuck in the swing with Bethy Thwaites.
That's right.
It's like the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with Van Halen?
Van Halen, only two, Sammy Hagar and another guy. Is that what you're saying?
Nobody showed up. Eddie Van Halen checked into rehab.
Yeah, that's true.
And David Lee Roth wouldn't go because they wouldn't let him do jump.
Oh,
that's right. You go, well, if he's not going to do jump, what's it going to be? Surely it's going to be jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Rehab, Hall of Fame.
Neighbours.
It's pretty all the same. Which door do you want to go through? Hey, what about good ideas for Neighbours? I mean, I'm not suggesting the show needs new ideas.
I should hope not, Tony.
No.
Nah.
But our listeners,
they think differently.
They are full of good ideas. Let's meet them next.
Get this.
This is just throwing crumbs. This is in many ways an insult.
Brought to you by Davis, who's been a big Genesis fan since 1980. Before that, he didn't really understand their work. Personally, I've never understood this. Remember that? Here it is again. Have a think. No, it's not Phil Collins hitting his own head with a spoon.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Ben Lawson is with us. You may know him as Fraser on Neighbours. I keep saying that, Ben, but you've done a fair bit of proper theatre as well.
I have, yeah.
You certainly have. Ed Cavalier has left the room.
He stopped out for a burger or something.
He saw the sandwich guy going up the corridor. Now is your chance to tip a bucket on him.
Well, there's some, I mean, Ed's a lovely guy and a funny man. But
sure.
He's weird. He's so strange.
Yeah, can you give us an example?
Yes. That's what I'm leading up to, Don. And he said to me once, we're talking about sex or something. And,
sex?
As boys, you know, like talking about chicks. And we're talking about, basically the gist was that he doesn't engage in any self-abuse because he feels it makes him a worse lover.
Right.
Absolutely dead set.
Is he coming back yet? Is he running back?
Yeah.
No, he's choosing between defending his reputation or eating a sandwich.
What's up, Cavalier?
He's gone with the sandwich.
You want some of that?
Okay, well, look, in the meantime, we're asking, what's a way we could improve Neighbours? I'm not saying it needs improving, but, you know, the phrase 110%.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe our listeners have some ideas, and I believe we have one on the line now. Are you there, Nick?
Yes. Hi, guys. Hi, Ben, or should I say Fraser? It's an okay character name. Not top shelf like Stingray, but we go on nonetheless.
Jesus,
Ben,
I
run an internet forum called Ramsey Street. I post as Bouncer79.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to ask if you believe that my screenplay that sees you get in a time machine and go back in time to stop Greg Fleet killing Daphne is awesome? Well, because we all know the Daphne storyline was a complete pants job, and with the audience numbers on the slippery dip, I believe that what I'm calling the new wave of actors like yourself and the new Judy Dench, Nikki Whelan, is a real shot in the old Lasseter's pitch for the show. Your thoughts?
Interesting.
We're staging some of the love scenes between Lou Carpenter and Kimberly Davies. I was just wanting to know if you want to come over and fluff for us.
Okay, that's enough out of you, Nick, I think. Sorry, we get a lot of callers like that. I'm not sure if there even was a question or a suggestion in there. I think we need to hear from more sensible listeners. Call now with your idea for a way to improve upon the perfection that is Neighbours 133353. 20 good reasons. That's Thirsty Merc. Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Ben Lawson is with us. You may have seen him on Neighbours.
He wets the bed.
Oh,
it's in the shape of a race car
that he built, himself.
All right, save it for after the show, guys. We've got to meet listeners with great new suggestions for Neighbours plot lines.
Hi, Pete, how are you?
I'm good. How you going, Fave?
Good, Pete.
No, I don't know why you gave up the PE teacher to go chasing that lawyer, but anyway.
I'll let her know.
Paul Robinson's leg to grow back. Because it's pretty annoying for us to watch, so it must be driving Steph and Dennis crazy hobbling around like that.
Has he lost a leg?
Yeah, and they can't sort of change that one, so maybe he could just sort of wake up one day and...
It's all a dream.
Yeah, well, it could just kind of grow back, maybe.
Or maybe he could be... I don't know if you've seen the shorts for the new Grindhouse film from Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez. Could install a machine gun.
That's a good
idea.
Where
the leg was. Get a bit more carnage into the program.
Thank you, Pete. Hi, Andrew. How are you? Andrew, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yourself?
I'm excellent, sir. What do you reckon should happen?
Love your show.
Thanks, mate.
What is the suggestion for Neighbours?
Oh, I reckon it's just to get the Sopranos to move in.
Oh, the Sopranos.
That's a great idea. Lou's got to give them their envelopes every week.
Because it already kind of looks a bit like Nave, those scenes where he comes down to get the paper.
Yeah. Oh, he's a shameless man.
Just in the dressing gown. Is that what you're picturing? Just the Neighbours theme under
that? Yeah, for sure. And taking no shit from the Neighbours around the joint.
Hey, Fraser, where's my envelopes? Went for my envelopes, man.
Thank you, Andrew. Brilliant idea.
What's the name of the coffee shop again?
Lassiter's? Daphne's?
Lou? General Store.
Oh, okay. More pole dancing, more Bada Bing work
down
there.
That's a good idea.
So many good ideas.
I'll pack them in. Hi, Josh, how are you?
Ed, how are you, mate?
I'm excellent, sir. What are we going to do in Ramsey Street?
Well, I'm thinking, I haven't seen enough of this in Neighbours for the last 20 years, so I'm thinking more time travel is required.
Yes, Josh. Mm. If Andy and Lou from Little Britain can show up in Ramsey Street, surely time tunnels.
That's
okay. Time tunnels in everyone's house.
No. I think there's just got to be one, and it's in the lake at Lassiter's. So you take a running jump into the lake, bang, you pop up.
Flight of the Navigator style.
Yes.
Who knows?
Someone can invent it.
Oh, that's a better idea.
Well, first of all, we need an inventor on the street. Who,
Stingray.
Who would be... He's not around anymore, mate.
Is he gone?
No, he's part of the reshuffle.
This is a great idea, though, that Josh has got. We go back in time. You know, the bloke doesn't lose a leg.
Or Ford.
Daphne doesn't get hit with a brick by Greg Fleet.
Greg Fleet.
Which is what happened. That's what happened. So many things you could change. What would you do with your character?
Probably make sure he didn't have floppy hair.
Come on.
You could go back to pre-Jowl Harold.
That's nice.
No one would watch.
Svelte Harold.
More good ideas. What about, who's that bloke?
Jared.
Oh, Jared, what's your idea?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, my idea is, look, Lou and Harold should finally just come out the closet with each other. The sexual tension's there.
Great idea.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If you're seeing it, listeners always right.
What sort of evidence have you seen of that, Jared?
Look, there's always a few scenes of those two looking at each other, and one of them gets a little upset at the other one, and then they're all hot and bothered and flustered at each other.
Definitely telltale signs.
And when Harold was out the back working on his Mardi Gras float in the arseless caps, I mean, that was a bit of
a giveaway.
Right on. Hey, can we go to Hamish?
Hamish.
Hamish, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
What's your idea for a Neighbours plot line?
Well, it works for the aliens. So, alien series, I was thinking Neighbours versus Predator.
Neighbours versus Predator!
A great way to sort the wheat from the chaff, if ever I heard one.
And what kind of scenes would you want to see in that?
Well, I was thinking, like, Stingray and all his mates are walking down the that park and they hear a weird noise and all of a sudden they all get ripped into the trees by ripcords.
He's writing it down. Ben Lawson is writing this down.
Get yourself down there. Demand to be seen. Do whatever you need to. You, sir, are a genius.
Neighbours versus Predator.
That is brilliant. Gremlins could come in as well. That'd be nice. Everyone gets a Mogwai.
Maybe
all of a sudden Toadie feeds it when he shouldn't.
Cast a short bus could arrive.
That's great.
The short bus can pull
up.
A short bus opens a yoga school.
And then Harold loses a couple of vertebrae. Have we got time for one more?
Yes, who's we that? Do. Hello there, Susan. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's your idea for neighbours?
I was sort of thinking more you're like your mystical sort of, you know, fortune teller sort of Lord of the Rings type stuff needs to be introduced.
There's a lot going on.
So Fraser and Toadie just disappear up Mount Doom.
Well, yeah, and you've got your Lou as your sorcerer or your wizard.
You that's a good idea.
Yeah. Carpenter the Grey.
Now, are you? But I was because I was picturing just kind of like a, you know, a combi van full of gypsies shows up. Would you go for that?
Oh no, I was thinking a more grander scale. You
sorry,
know, sure the budget
she's
all
got it wrong, Kevin.
CGI orcs, hundreds of them, descending on Ramsey.
And I could get Peter Jackson into guest directs. He's not doing anything
to Good hand. Ideas. Look, we don't have time for any more. I wish we could speak to the person who suggested that there's a sort of a link up between Summer Bay. Yeah. I mean, do they exist in on a similar temporal plane, or are they separate universes?
One's in high def and the other isn't, so they're right. Worlds never, apart in my mind. Yeah.
What are you talking about, temporal universes? They're just slightly hotter, that's all. thank you, callers. We'll be back to wind this thing up in a moment. I'll get this. That's Powderfinger on my mind here at Get This. Oh, too much fun. That's what we've had. Thanks for coming in, Ben Lawson.
It's been my pleasure, Tony Martin.
I understand Richard Marsden has a Neighbours fact for us.
Oh, okay. Did you know that if you rearrange the words in the title Neighbours, they form Erinsborough?
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Yeah, you write down Neighbours and you write down Erinsborough, and Erinsborough has taken all the letters from the word Neighbours.
Britney Spears, if you rearrange those, it's Presbyterian.
Yeah.
And my favourite one of those is the book Rocket Boys that was made into the film October Sky.
Yeah.
October Sky, anagram of Rocket Boys.
Wow. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Welcome to the Nerd Connection here on Triple M. Just a reminder that the people at the Australian Childhood Foundation, they seem to be behind Caporal. Look at this off the internet. www.childhoodhero.com.au. Matt called us in to let us know this charity is encouraging kids to dress as superheroes in capes. And look, that is a cape to me. A kitty with a cape and a spear. Just basically a blanket around the neck.
Yeah, doesn't take much.
Doesn't take much.
Anyone can do it. No excuse not to do it.
Spot on, young man. Ben, anything you'd like to sizzle up on Neighbours, you know, that's coming up in the next week? Advanced plot lines?
Probably a couple of comas, love, comedy, goodwill, the fellow man.
Great.
just watch it, you know. It's 6:30 weeknights. Still, I think.
Network 10.
And unlike other shows at 6:30, they're not going to be chaining pensioners to a bed. Or maybe they are.
Oh, no.
I've given away next week's blog.
I'm going to lose my job over that.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. I should just say a lot of people wanting to hear that interview with Peter Costello from the other day. We will attempt to replay that about this time on tomorrow's show. Hello to everyone working on Neighbours, and I think our key phrase today was courtesy one of our listeners, Neighbours versus Predator. And we'll be back tomorrow with Tony Wilson.
Yeah.
And it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.
I think he's been incredibly generous, and I thank him very warmly.